Stellingpole, St. Greta of Thunberg, Her Gospel is Pure Propaganda, Her Cause is Evil. By James Stellingpole on August 29, 2019. St. Greta of Thunberg, patron saint of the age of stupid, has made landfall in the New World, there to preach to the unbelievers her gospel of imminent climate doom. The war on nature must end, she has declared, to anyone who is listening. Though St. Greta has become a figure of huge influence in Europe, feted by popes, presidents and prime ministers, lauded with uncritical coverage in the mainstream media, put forward for a Nobel Peace Prize, it seems likely that in the United States she will get a more mixed reception. While the left will most certainly try to shoehorn her into their Green New Deal campaign, the right may be less convinced. That's because, unlike a worrying number of their counterparts across the pond, U.S. conservatives understand St. Greta's environmental scare narrative for what it is, a hoax. Especially, it's an anti-American hoax. As Rupert Darwall describes in some detail in his book Green Tyranny. Listen to the podcast interview here. The global warming scare was cooked up largely by European leftists, the Swedes and Germans being the worst offenders, with the purpose of destroying Western industrial civilization, U.S. industrial civilization in particular. To understand how utterly specious St. Greta's Gospel of Apocalypse is, a good place to start is this excellent video by Tony Heller. Heller has a nice line in dry sarcasm. Greta will go to the UN next week and read a speech which was carefully prepared for her by some of the world's leading propagandists. And he has the measure of Greta's propaganda litany. She will say that children of her generation face a terrible future of heat, famine, disease and every other imaginable natural disaster. Basically, she will describe a life which is the exact opposite of the charmed life that she is living. And her prophecies of doom will be described by the press as a magnet for hope. Her message of hope will be that if we simply lower carbon dioxide levels to those of the pre-industrial era, everything will be fine. Did the world's children really have it easier in the era before catastrophic man-made carbon emissions ruined everything? Heller points out that just over a century ago, New York was in the grip of a polio epidemic. Are we really to believe that the children of tomorrow are going to be looking back enviously at their early 20th century forebears and wishing, if only I could be crippled with polio, like kids were in the good old days? Heller writes. 2 years after the 1916 New York polio outbreak came the worst pandemic in history, the Spanish flu outbreak which killed as many as 40 million people, most of them young. Greta, and those behind her, need to get a sense of historical perspective. They also need a better grasp of climatology. In the U.S., most of the hottest days in the last 100 years occurred during the early part of the 20th century. For example, U.S. August 22 afternoon temperatures have been declining since 1895. The likelihood of hot weather has also been declining, with recent years among the coolest on record. Yet how often do you hear these climate facts from the alarmist mainstream media? It has become a trope of the climate alarmist establishment and its various useful idiots that to attack Greta Thunberg is somehow cruel or immoral or unfair. That the people who do so are motivated by misogyny or the bitterness of old age or all those payments they are getting from big oil. The problem with Greta Thunberg is not that she's a 16-year-old girl with pigtails. The problem with Greta Thunberg is not that she's a school dropout. The problem with Greta Thunberg is not she's autistic. There are hundreds of thousands of other kids around the world with some or all of these features, and none is being criticized for having them. No, the problem with Greta Thunberg is that no matter how brave or inspirational or articulate or touchingly young and fresh-faced or triumphant over mental adversity she may be, the facts she regurgitates on behalf of her controllers are lies, propaganda and fake news, and the cause she represents is downright evil. Strip away all the fluffy invocations of nature and the plight of future generations and the alleged crisis facing Mother Earth, and what you find underneath is pure totalitarianism. It's no secret conspiracy. I wrote a book about it nearly 10 years ago, Watermelons, and I can assure you there is nothing secret about the Green Movement's totalitarian master plan for anyone prepared to do a little background reading. Rather, this is a conspiracy in plain sight. And it's a very dangerous conspiracy. If the green totalitarians get their way, standards of living will plummet, energy prices will become even less affordable than they are now, freedoms will become more constricted, more wildlife will be obliterated and more landscapes ruined by bat chomping. Bird slicing eco-crucifixes, more money will be concentrated in the hand of a liberal left oligarchy. None of it contributing the slightest material improvement to the state of the planet. Greta Thunberg is currently the most prominent representative of that totalitarian movement. Like it or not, cruel or no, that makes her the face of evil.